You are locked in to the hottest podcast in the produce industry. The Produce Life is the place to gauge anything and everything in the fresh produce industry. We tackle all the current news stories, industry trends, and market updates. Be sure to check us out online at www.theproducelife.com and on Instagram at Produce Life Podcast. Now, here's our host, live from Space City, Brent Ehrenwert.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Produce Life Podcast, brought to you by theproducewire.com, the industry's fastest growing news source. Check it out today, theproducewire.com. Today, we're going to dive into something a little different. We talk about supply chain, agricultural. I wanted to do something about a fish that we all know, and personally, I haven't really heard much of until about 15 years ago. So I wanted to do a deep dive into a brief history about it. And the item that I'm talking about is tilapia. Yeah, as we know, tilapia is one of the most popular and widely consumed fish around the world now. Its history dates back thousands of years to ancient Egypt, where these fish were an important food source for the Egyptians, who even consider them sacred. Tilapia can be found depicted in Egyptian tomb paintings and hieroglyphics, showcasing their significance in the culture. The Egyptians were pioneers in aquaculture, using ponds and canals to raise tilapia for consumption. This method of farming fish spread throughout the region and eventually reached parts of the world. The practice of tilapia farming can be traced back to biblical times, with some scholars believing that tilapia was the fish used by Jesus to feed the multitude in the miracle of the loaves and fishes. Tilapia's popularity continued to grow over the centuries, and by the mid-20th century, the fish had been introduced to various countries for aquaculture purposes. Today, tilapia is farmed in over 100 countries, including China, Indonesia, the Philippines, and Latin America. The United States also imports a significant amount of tilapia, making it one of the top seafood choices for American consumers. One of the things I'm going to talk about in another episode is how tilapia is used in aquaponics. Tilapia's widespread popularity can be attributed to several factors. The fish is known for its mild flavor, firm texture, making it a versatile ingredient in many dishes. It can be grilled, baked, fried, or used in soups and stews. Additionally, tilapia is a lean source of protein and rich in essential nutrients like omega-3 fatty acids, vitamins, and minerals. Sustainable agriculture, one of the things that I just mentioned. One of the main reasons tilapia has become such a popular choice for aquaculture is its adaptability and sustainability. It can be farmed in various environments, including ponds, tanks, even cages, and open waters. Grow quickly, they have a low feed conversion rate, meaning they require less food to reach market size compared to other species. This makes tilapia farming an environmentally friendly and resource-efficient option for meeting the growing demand for seafood. What I want to jump to next is why the last 10 years, as I was stating, we've really seen something change. So one of those things has been these health-conscious consumers. People become more aware of the benefits of the balanced diet. They have turned to fish with a healthier protein source. And as we mentioned, tilapia has got the lean profile that's rich in nutrients. Affordability. Tilapia is often more affordable than other species, making accessible choice for a wider range of consumers. This is due in part to its efficient farming practices and shorter time to reach market size, as we spoke earlier. Versatility. Because of that mild flavor and texture, it's easy to adapt to various recipes, cultures, cooking methods, making it a favorite among home and professional chefs. Increased awareness and marketing. Marketing's everything, and over the past decade, there's been a concerted effort by the aquaculture industry and retailers to promote the benefits of tilapia, leading to greater consumer awareness and demand. So in closing, I want to thank you all for joining us on the history of tilapia. As we see, it stretches back thousands of years. It has nothing to do with the produce industry, but technically it does because of the aquaponics. And I hope you'll continue to listen to these short little clips on the Produce Life podcast. Thank you. Share them, subscribe, and I hope you all have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Produce Life podcast. To be a guest on the show or to learn more, please check us out at www.theproducelife.com.